5 years ago, Al Gore won an Oscar for his film An Inconvenient Truth, documenting the human causes of climate change. Now the familiar voice of the former vice president is sounding the alarm again with a new urgency.
Across the globe, cataclysmic weather events are occurring with such regularity that it's being called a new normal. But there's nothing normal about it. And there's something else that lies destroyed amid the rubble, the truth about climate change. Fossil fuel interests have money, influence, control, but together we have something that they don't. Reality.
To convey what he calls the truth, Al Gore has created 24 Hours of Reality. It's not a film. Instead, it's a day-long live webcast designed to ignite internet activism, remove doubts about climate change, and reveal the deniers.
On September 14th, the world will join hands to create 24 Hours of Reality, an event that will focus the world's attention on the full truth, scope, scale, and impact of the climate crisis. To remove the doubt, reveal the deniers, and catalyze urgency around an issue that affects every one of us.
24 Hours of Reality starts streaming September 14th. This new approach to a still inconvenient truth is produced by the Climate Reality Project. Maggie Fox is president and CEO. Maggie, welcome to Living on Earth.
Well, thank you, Bruce. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, tell me more about 24 Hours of Reality. What's the concept here?
Well, it is a global live-streamed event. It starts in Mexico City at 7 p.m. Central and goes west all the way around the world, with Al Gore as the last person to do the presentation. It starts with a 30-minute slideshow that's focused on extreme weather events that have occurred just in the last year, from the floods in Pakistan to the extreme heat, flooding, and fire that we've seen in the United States this summer and many locations in between. And the last part of the slideshow really focuses on the deniers, those who are actually putting out the seeds, not of truth and reality, but of denial and doubt, and sort of confronts it face on.
So the 24 time zones around the globe, 24 hours of reality, repeating it as you go around the globe.
13 languages.
Huh.
And anyone who has an internet connection can join us by going on our website and sign up.
Well, what happens when they sign up?
Well, our goal is to get as many people online as possible in that 24 hours. There are watch parties all over the world, and if you come onto the website, you can actually perhaps find a watch party near you. Some things are happening in restaurants and in homes and in coffee shops and all kinds of different locations around the world. So coming onto the website is the first step.
Who are some of the other people doing the presentations around the world?
Every one of these locations, there's a magic story behind the individual who's delivering the slideshow and who has helped us locate partner organizations in that country. So there will be 6 to 10 slides of just what's happened in that country in the last year and the specific direction about what to do to join and work with others in that country on specific climate projects. It's a multimedia presentation, so there are extreme weather events and, in many cases, footage showing the impact of those events in terms of what's happening to the land and to the people and to the infrastructures of those communities all around the world.
But climatologists will tell you that weather is not climate, that extreme weather events aren't, you know, they're not climate by definition. They're one-off events.
Well, any single given weather event, absolutely that is true. But we've actually reached a point where climatologists are now saying that all weather events actually have to be viewed through a climate prism. In effect, what's happened is that we've been loading the dice. And all these extreme weather events piling one on top of another are climate-related, if not every single one of them being climate-caused.
So back in 2006, when An Inconvenient Truth was making the rounds around movie houses around the country, it really helped establish and put in people's minds right at the forefront of human-induced climate change. But now a growing number of people in the United States are starting to say, no, there's no such thing. And many politicians are saying, yeah, you're right, there is no such thing.
Well, That's the very reason we're doing this event and why we have created the Reality Campaign. The truth is, like the truth campaigns around cigarette smoking, if you recall, there was an entire industry in denial of the impact of smoking on the health of citizens who smoked and the people around them. That is exactly what same thing that's happened with climate, that there's an industry producing denial and doubt. That doesn't make it true. It just makes it an industry that's been very effective at spending large amounts of money.
Yeah, I was going to say they've got huge backing from oil companies.
Huge backing. An entire infrastructure designed to keep the status quo around fossil fuel exactly the way it's been, with them holding all the reins of power, so that it makes it more and more challenging for us to confront the climate crisis and get to work on the solutions.
So, Maggie, are you preaching to the converted?
I don't think we're preaching. I think we're inviting the converted to invite those who are not and enlarge the ranks and build a global climate core of people who see this reality or sense it if they're not so sure, and a place to go to start to work on it.
So can one 24-hour campaign change all of that skepticism?
No, but we do believe that we can ignite the recognition that the climate crisis is real and that the opportunity and the crisis sit before us, and it's time to move past denial and into the real debate, which is how do we solve this?
Maggie Fox is president and CEO of the Climate Reality Project. Maggie Fox, thank you so very much.
Thank you, and don't forget to tune in at www.climaterealityproject.org.